Jeffrey Orridge is commissioner of the Canadian Football League. You can follow him on Twitter at commish13. Jeffrey Orridge joined Stephen Brunt and myself. Jeffrey, thanks so much for doing this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Grey Cup in Winnipeg, obligatory weather question. What are you hearing about the forecast, and what can you do about it to make it better?
Here for Winnipeg, it's going to be absolutely balmy.
So minus 27 we're talking about.
No. We're actually talking about minus 4.
Oh, okay.
And sunny. So great playing conditions. I mean, football was meant to be played outdoors, and certainly, you know, it doesn't bother people anywhere else in North America. I think the weather is not going to be a problem. But I will take credit for it.
Okay. I would say in my experience, the people who say football is meant to be played outdoors are always guys like us sitting in press boxes. But that's, you know, that aside, you know, I covered that 91 game there. It's still the coldest football game I've ever been at. And I was very happy to not be outside where football was meant to be played. Jeffrey, you're coming to the end of your first season in this gig. What have you learned about this strange animal that is the Canadian Football League?
You know, I think it's the passion of the fans, which is incredible. I went to a Saskatchewan Rough Rider game when they were 0-9, and they were still sold out. I think, the resilience of the teams because of the passion of the fans and the commitment of the fans is something that's really unique and special. You know, you've got Ottawa, who's playing for the Grey Cup Championship. They were 2-16 last year. So I think that's a testament to anything can happen at any time. And that's the great thing about the league. You know, it's unpredictable, it's exciting, it's entertaining, and you never know what the final outcome is going to be. So it's been a great experience for me. And, you know, half of the games have been decided by 6 points or less, and you know, almost half of the games have been decided in the last 3 minutes. So what gets better than that when you're looking at a live sport experience?
You know, Jeffrey, I think most people look at the Ottawa Redblacks and say you guys hit it out of the park in terms of having Jeff Hunt and having that ownership group and having that the way that whole situation developed. But, you know, you talk about a team that was 2-16, and I know you weren't commissioner then, but is your sense that there was any concern because of the Red Blacks record that maybe things weren't being done the right way? Or at the end of the day, did you get the sense from, and have you gotten the sense from talking to people that because the ownership group was so strong that, you know, it was eventually going to be okay? Yeah, there was going to be a learning curve. There were going to be growing pains, but that eventually it was going to be okay because you had committed local ownership.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think committed local ownership is essential. I think a great stadium, you've got to have a great place to play that will attract people and keep them there. And it's not just for the game, but it's the wraparound experience that Ottawa has created as well. And I think, you know, you've got strong partnerships, you know, local corporate partnerships. But the most important thing is the partnership and the relationship with the fans. And the fan base was there and it was strong. So quite frankly, I had no doubt that it was going to be successful. The success on the field certainly translates to success in business in this case. And it could have been a longer build. We're excited. And quite frankly, I think most people in the football community are surprised at a second-year franchise vying for the championship. But I think that's, once again, that's what's great about this league, that anything can happen at any time. And as long as you have the right components in place, the chemistry comes together, magic things happen, and that's what's happened for Ottawa. It's been magical for them.
Now, it wouldn't be the CFL if there weren't some challenges. And, you know, tomorrow morning you get to do your the annual commissioner's press conference at Grey Cup. So I'll, you know, give you three of the things that you're going to get asked about, and we can deal with all three of them if you want. You know, there's some challenges facing the league in terms of TV ratings being down. There have been complaints about officiating, although I've been hearing that my entire life. I guess the other one is just, you know, is Toronto. There is some light on the horizon now in terms of BMO Field and new ownership, but this was a dreadful, dreadful season for football fans in Toronto. You know, home games being played in Fort McMurray and Hamilton home. I'm putting the little quotation marks around home. A really, really tough year when it felt like the previous ownership just had thrown in the towel completely and let this thing, kind of ran it into the ground. So you can take those three in order if you want, TV, officiating, and the Argos, and, you know, where are we headed in all those directions?
Okay, I'll take them in order, and I'll go backwards in order. Let me talk about the Argos first. I'm going to say two things to the Argos fans. Thanks for sticking with your team, and it's going to get much, much, much better next year at BMO Field. It's a beautifully refurbished venue. We know that it was a difficult year for the Double Blue and all their fans for reasons beyond our control. The football team's resilience was remarkable and a tribute to the coaching staff, Coach Milinovich, and Jim Barker, and especially the players. And I'm sure and I know that we're looking forward to what can really be the start of an amazing new era next year under local ownership with Larry Tannenbaum and Bell and a great venue for the CFL at BMO Field. Now, none of these things are silver bullets. None of these things are panaceas. But we're not going to have the same displacement issue that we had this year with the unprecedented run of the Blue Jays. And I think that, once again, great environment at BMO Field. It's by the lake, beautifully renovated stadium. I think things are really looking up. And when you've got, you know, two-thirds of MLSE, that ownership, who know how to do things and know how to do it right. You've got Michael Copeland, who's the new president and CEO, coming on board there, who's been with the league for 9 years as the president and COO of the league office. I think all good things. So that's the first thing. Secondly, officiating. Hardest job in any professional sport, even amateur sport, is officiating. I think we all understand that. And probably the hardest job in sport, in all of the sports, is officiating at the CFL. The field is a lot larger. There are so many people in motion all the time. We've had rule changes that people have had to adjust to. And oftentimes, you know, just in terms of the player compliment and coaching compliment, you know, there are all kinds of adjustments that have to be made. So, you know, our best can always get better, but I really take my hat off to the officiating that we have. And you know what? Anytime you have a human effort and a human endeavor, there will always be an opportunity for human error. And so that's what we see. But when we make mistakes, we admit it and we try to get better. So, you know, that's on the officiating front. We're obviously going to look at it like we do every year and figure out how we can improve upon it. And we'll work not only with the officials, but we'll work with the coaches and the players, the organization, to see how we can get a better product developed, because that's what it's about. It's not about perfection. We are in an imperfect environment. It's about improvement. So that's officiating. TV ratings. Something that we're always aware of. And, you know, I was in broadcasting for 4 years with CBC prior to this. And television in general, the linear format, has changed a lot since the advent of the digital age, right? A lot of people are consuming sport in a very different way, and they're consuming it online, on their tablets, on their mobile devices. So I think there's always fragmentation there. We do have a strong base. TSN and RDS continue to do well by us to promote and market and give great coverage of the game, and a great broadcast property. So I'm not that concerned. There's been a perfect storm this year. We've had the Pan Am Games, FIFA World Cup, the Blue Jays run, unprecedented activity in the sports landscape in Canada this year. I think that's honestly taken some of the attention off of the CFL. So, you know, is this a trend? I really like to look at this as a data point, but a data point that we still have to analyze.